Today on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, an award-winning guaranteed Irish company. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Today on RTE Radio 1, text 51551.
When it comes to poisoning, there are hazardous materials that might come immediately to mind, like medicines, household cleaners and garden chemicals. And there are those that we might think of too often until they actually bite us, like false widow spiders, things like stings from weavers or jellyfish. But when we are impacted, there is a National Poisons Information Centre that we can turn to for advice. To tell us about who they are and what they do, the kind of advice that they end up issuing, I'm joined in studio by Dr. Adele Duggan, Clinical Director at the National Poisons Information Centre. On the go since 1966, how many of you are there? What do you do?
Well, it was originally set up to take calls from healthcare professionals, and I suppose it started as a two-person and has grown. So now there's myself that I'm a part. I work as the clinical director there, and then we have poison information officers who take the calls, and there is seven of those between. Some are part-time and some are full-time.
And how many calls a year do you answer?
We get between 10 and 11,000, over 11,000 last year.
Really?
That we take.
From whom?
So coming January actually is our 15th anniversary of setting up a public poisons information line. And since setting up that, our calls from members of the public have increased from about 20% up to over 50%. So we get calls from GPs, from ambulance services, from pharmacists, from members of the public.
Okay. And the people on the other end of the line, the seven who are taking those calls, what's their qualifications?
So they all have a science background, and some of them have been there for longer than I've been for over 20 years. And they all have a qualification in toxicology. So they're well used to answering calls concerning poisons of all sorts.
Okay. Presumably they have a very big database in front of them as well.
Yes, they do.
They're not doing this from memory.
No, they're not. No, they're not, given all the poisons that are potentially in the world. They do have a poison database, and any difficult cases, then they refer on to me.
What's the most common call?
The most common call concerns medications. So over 50% of our calls concern medications, and with paracetamol being the commonest call, and that's been year on year since I've taken over.
Paracetamol most common. So that's the old classic. I gave the little one some Calpol, and then unbeknownst to me, my spouse also gave them some Calpol, and we want to know what the hell to do right now.
Exactly. So that does happen, or else that you're given your Calpol to your 2 year old or your 2 year old, and then your 3 year old comes along, or your 4 year old, and grabs the bottle and takes a drink out of it, and then you're like, oh, I wonder how much they talk. So as I say, most of those we'll be able to talk the person through the call, how much has been potentially taken, and then based on the weight of the child, we'll determine whether they actually need to go into hospital for a blood test or not.
Okay. I presume you err on the side of caution on that.
Of course, we always look at the worst case scenario of what potentially, because sometimes it's down the front of them, but we look at how much has been gone out of the bottle to calculate.
Next most common call.
Again, I suppose our household products, we do get a lot of calls concerning household products, over 3,000 calls. And of those is your liquid tabs, is the commonest of that.
Little people eating washing machine or dishwasher tabs.
Yeah, they're very brightly coloured, so they're very attractive to young kids. They pick it up into their hand, it's water soluble, so it'll dissolve. They might put it into their mouth, and if it dissolves, they can get symptoms, nausea, vomiting. And it can cause few cases where it can cause severe swelling in the throat, and where it's been a few cases where they've had to be intubated and put on a ventilator.
What percentage of your calls, this is an unfair question, so give me a broad brushstroke figure, what kind of number of your calls relates to little people putting things into their mouths?
So I suppose over a 50% of our calls comes from children under the age of one, and I'd say predominantly that is what they're doing. Sometimes the majority of will be 80% of those will be ingestion. Sometimes it'll be a spray into the eye or onto the skin, but usually ingestion as well.
You do, though, I would imagine, get the exotic and the dramatic calls, people keeping exotic animals getting bitten by a snake kind of thing.
We have had in the past. Now, it's rare, thankfully. And I have to say, I'm not a snake expert by any means. I do remember a case that we did get, and we have a contract with the UK poison centres, and we have availability to an expert there to advise on whether the anti-venom is required or not.
And do we have a stock of anti-venoms in
this country? No, not in the Republic of Ireland. We don't. So the stock had to come down from Belfast, but we had to get clearance on the UK side to allow that to be sent down.
Yeah. Do the false widow spider bites account for a significant number of calls?
No, thankfully not. We get about, I'd say in the last 10 years, we've got about 80 calls. So not a huge number. But when looking back at the calls, a lot of them would have mild symptoms. Maybe about 15% would have moderate symptoms, and we've had no one with severe symptoms.
What about standing on the weaver fish and getting those spiny thorns into the solier foot?
They're very painful. My son actually did that this summer. So all about it, yes.
Could he have had a better mother to be on hand?
I know.
What do you do?
Well, actually, the lifeguards are... if you don't know what to do, you can give us a call or go straight to your lifeguard. They'll get a boiling water. Initially start off as hot as the child can tolerate. So they start it off at tepid and then increase the heat of it that the child can tolerate. Okay. And put the foot into it. It neutralises the toxin because it's heat sensitive.
And presumably because it does make you go numb, the sting makes you go numb, put the other foot in at the same time to make sure you're not getting scalded, yes?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know you test it first with your hand to make sure there's no risk of a burn. So to be fair, the lifeguards are from my experience, were excellent in this situation. They tested it, they made sure it wasn't too hot, and they said they added a little bit and... Yeah.
The hornets that are turning up with worrying and increasing frequency now, is there a bite there that we need to worry about?
There is, but it's probably more on the anaphylactic side of things. Yeah. So it can cause an anaphylaxis.
Unfortunate individual.
Yes, exactly. No more than any medicine or drug that has the potential to cause an allergic reaction.
If we need you, how do we get in touch with you?
You can call 809-2166 or look up poisons.ie and you'll have our phone number and there is somebody there on hand to take your call.
Poisons.ie, is it a 24-hour service?
For members of the public, it's from 8 in the morning to 10 at night. For healthcare professionals, it is a 24-hour service, but our service goes to the UK at night.
Okay, but... people can call you up until 10 o'clock at night.
Yes, Monday to Sunday, 365 days of the year.
Dr. Adele Duggan, Clinical Director of the National Poisons Information Centre, thank you very much for joining us in studio today.
Thank you very much.
Today on RTE Radio 1.